our problem is our reinforcement health regulations or the liquor licensing laws, the two specific different things as such. You know, are we being asked to check, is people using hand sanitizer? Are they carrying out social distancing? Is there more than 50 people inside in a pub? That sort of thing. Really, is that a policing function? That's the question we're asking. You know, is that not a health or a HSE function? And there's no clarity. There's been no training given. It's just been rolled out. And, like, this, again, is another example of, like, the temporary health regulations were signed in March. The regulation itself wasn't signed in by the minister. We were all out on the roads doing our job until mid-April. There was a hiatus time there where nobody really knew what was going on. So, like, this isn't coming out as criticism. It's constructive criticism, if you like. It's basically lessons learned. We've to try and do better. We have a new government now. We have a new boss. We have a new Minister for Justice. And we would call on her to think of the people who have to enforce these regulations, be they the health or the liquor licenses or whatever they are.
Because in theory...
They need clarity. You know,
that's what I'm saying, because in theory, effectively, are Gardaí supposed to go up to the front door of a premises and make sure the hand sanitizer dispenser is full? I know I'm not trivialising it, but that's...
But you're exactly right. That's the questions we're asking. Like, is that the big offence on the night that the hand sanitizer was empty? Was there 56 people instead of 50?
Were they there for 120 minutes? Is there any...
Were they there for 120 minutes? How are they determining this? Have they done contact tracing? You know, is that a policing function? We don't think so. And we would like to have clarity. So we have a new minister, and we would call on her to get a handle on this and to basically... you know, be more proactive and realise that people, if someone is going to be taken to court or someone's for something specifically, you can't be going in saying, well, I think this was the story and I think this is what I was empowered to do. It has to be very clear and clinical, and the legal practitioners will expect nothing less, as will the judge. So we need that to have that clarity.